and good. Powered by PC Richard and Son, Star 99.9.
So I grew up in Stamford, and when I saw this, it made me smile this morning. Stamford Park named one of the great places in America list. So Mill River Park, if you've ever been down there, it's over along Washington Boulevard, right in downtown Stamford. When I was growing up, it was like, not to be mean, but it was gross. Like, it was like a dirt, there was like a tire place there. It wasn't very nice. But over the last few years, they've made it this beautiful Mill River Park Collaborative, and there's a carousel, and they've done all this beautiful green work. Now, like, families go there. I've gone to outdoor Zumba classes there. My daughter Hayden did the Bankwell Spartan race there a couple weeks ago. There's this new fountain that's going to be an open air ice rink coming up. So it was really cool that they got that recognition this week after seeing such a transformation. Congratulations to all of them that worked so hard.
Well done, people. I've got one for you here. Yeah. Did you see that the deputies that led the pig that got loose back to its barn using Doritos?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I really love that one. Instead of using tranquilizer darts or just shooting a pig who apparently has been a troublesome pig, let's be honest, he's escaped from his owner's pen several times in the area. But he's about the size of a Volkswagen.
Right.
And instead of, again, you know, shooting him or anything like that, because it's not a dangerous animal.
No.
They led him with Doritos that one of the deputies had in their brake bag. Back to his pen.
I read
so
that.
So I thought that was very creative of them and very nice and patient of them to do so.
Over the weekend, I read that pigs are smarter than dogs. Did you know that?
Yeah, some of them. It depends on the dog breed, depends on the pig. That's what I would say.
But
in general,
also,
I'm prepared to say that there are some dopey pigs out there, too.
If I ever wander off, I also want to say that Doritos is probably the best way to lure me back.
I got to be honest with you, though. If you wander off, I'm going to recommend to the deputies tranquilizer darts.
Oh,
just
right.
Because that's going to be the most fun for me to watch.
Yeah.
Catch you in mid-run while you're going for it, thinking that you're going to get away and be free.
Yep.
And then they just, boom. And then you're just like,
thank you.
As you start to slow down.
All right, listen.
Christian, you want to tell us something good? How is it down there in the box?
I only have 30 more minutes in the box.
Not even. There's like 20 more minutes left.
I know. I'm counting down the seconds.
So if you've missed it, everybody's doing the coffin challenge where you have to stay in a coffin for 30 hours. So we didn't have a coffin or 30 hours. So we've been doing 4 hours in a giant Amazon box on the floor that Christian has been lying in the dark since.
This was all we could get our hands on. But I think it's been pretty effective.
First hour, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, really tired, right?
Like,
so the dark helped you out.
Dark helped me out. Second hour, miserable. That doesn't.
Christian's in a box. Christian's in a box.
Okay.
Christian's
Anna's
in a
had
box.
The most fun with it.
I like when Christian's in a box.
Anna is slapping the top of my head.
Yep.
So that's kind of what's been going on for the last 2 hours. So last 2 hours, definitely worse than the first hour.
All right.
It's also National Bosses Day. So you should thank your boss for whatever it is that you should be thanking them for.
Thank you for not putting me out by the street, I guess, you guys. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It is recycle day around here.
Oh,
so count those blessings.